Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And it is the Nintendo PowerCast, episode 343.
Palindrome.
N64 Josh, player 2, Crawler. What's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you in this palindrome episode.
Player 3, Johnny Bo, what's up?
Is this the Halo podcast? 343.
Cheesy, rescue us from these jokes.
What's going on, cheese curds? I don't have anything to say, so I don't know if that made it better or worse.
Oh, it's good. It's good. It's good. This, we got so much to talk about. My mind is being blown right now. I can't.
Me and Cheesy are ready to talk about Pokemon. You guys are not.
What do you mean?
Crawler's wearing a Halo hat.
I have a Star Wars shirt on.
That's pretty close to Pokemon.
So mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm currently holding two Pokemon DS games in my hand right now.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Is that look.
Oh, that was good. Look, that was good. I like that.
Look at this. Let's go.
I have one in a box over there too. I think I got.
Yeah. I got two.
Why do you have two?
They were on sale. There was one on sale, so I bought them. I bought a second one.
Well, because One, I got in the box by itself. We're talking about the Pokeballs for the audio listeners.
Yeah.
And two, I got the Pikachu. Like,
I got the box. I got the box. I got the box.
Yeah, yeah, but do you have...
Do I have what?
You have an actual...
Oh.
Is that from trading cards? Maybe.
Yeah, so that's not that. That's not the $100 one that you can get from GameStop or whatever. They have like...
No, I do want to get one of those.
Better
those
replica are really cool ones or whatever, yeah.
The ones from like the Poke Center and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Look, trust no one. He's already like, that's it? Only two?
You got to buy six so you can put them on your belt, right? Like, cut off the strap and then cosplay at Comic-Con.
Like, speaking of Pokemon, I cleaned up my office a little bit today. I found some codes for Sword and Shield. I don't know if they've expired or not. There's a chance. And then I found a Gigantamax Pikachu and Eevee. So, you know.
Those probably don't expire.
That's a thing.
Yeah. Trust no one, says Rice Bowl's right here, man. He told me on Twitch today that he was... He just ends up burying his face in his rice bowl every time I talk about Pokemon. So there you go. Before we jump into
talking about Pokemon today.
Yeah, we are. So get those rice bowls ready.
Up, or do I need to do that?
Either way, if you want to do it, that's cool. That's cool. I'll say, hey, jump into the Discord. N64josh.com/Discord. Come hang out with us. Follow Crawler on Twitter. That's Nightcrawler724, Crawler without the E. Johnny Bo everywhere, Johnny without the E, and Cheesy everywhere, and Cheesy without the E. No, Cheesy Z.
Cheesy has
64.
Lots
right?
of E's in there.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't. He's not two eyes. He's not. If he was more Nintendo, right, would have been.
I feel like people don't know how to search my name. It's Johnny Bo, like Amiibo. So it's JohnniBo. That's why I'm not famous yet, because nobody knows how to search my name.
Bad branding, Johnny. Bad branding.
It's like the third iteration of the Wii. You were like, I got this. I'm going to add the eyes to Johnny.
How many years out of Amiibo now? Like 7 years out from when Amiibo started?
New ones came out this year.
Right here. See?
But like, there is going to be a time where people don't know what Amiibo are, and my name is not going to make any sense.
It's true. It's true. No. Yeah. Of course, check out the other shows. Smash Bros. Cast has a new episode out this week. Press Pause is on pause for a little bit. Halo Infinite Podcast has a new episode coming out tomorrow, and many more. So Smash Tournament, you can sign up at n64josh.com/smash. It's going to be on the 28th. And
oof.
Yeah. What?
Oof what?
Oof what?
That's the release date of Pokemon.
Well, that's the 27th, right?
No, it's the 28th.
Oh, then so the Smash Tournament's the 29th. So there
okay.
we go. It's
okay.
Saturday.
Yeah, okay.
It's Saturday.
No, beat the game in a day, and then you can come play Smash in the afternoon,
yeah.
in the evening.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So we'll be good to go there. Mario Kart streams are happening Mondays and Thursdays, starting at about 5 p.m. Pacific. TikTok streams are happening at 4 p.m. Pretty much daily. If you guys want to come check those out, I am playing some Nintendo games on there. Johnny, you actually have a solid stream schedule right now, correct?
Yeah, I do. I do. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Saturday, I'll be playing some Splatoon 2, getting ready for Splatoon 3.
Nice. So, nice. What time?
8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
8 p.m. Okay. All right. Johnny, do you have a schedule? Oh, go ahead. Finish.
No, just that's it. That's it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, my Twitch schedule is Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 6:30 Mountain Standard Time, so 5:30 Pacific.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah. Crawler's going to stream this year too. He's been building all of his fun sound effects. So. And
we got to do a collab again. We got to choose a game to collab.
Yep. Yeah, very soon. Again. Very soon. Maybe some golf or tennis or Monster Hunter,
Kirby,
you know?
No, Kirby only has a two player.
Kirby's only two, and you got to come. Cheesy and I could go probably stream that.
But. It's true. It'll take me a while to get to your place, but it's closer than the other two. So yeah.
For the content.
It's worth right?
It. It's worth it. So I do kind of want to talk about what we've been playing, right? We do have a game that we can't talk about yet. We can't say anything about it.
We can't say anything.
Not until the 14th, which is
wasn't there was a there I mean, was we a mentioned caveat the game. That was like you could.
We mentioned say... what it was. We mentioned the okay. game last week.
It's yeah, technically okay. the 14th on the East Coast.
Nah, that's fine. Don't worry. That's fine.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to get us in trouble. Yeah. The first time we ever do this, I don't want us to be in trouble.
Gotcha. Okay, so stay tuned for that. The game launches on the 19th, I believe.
Yeah,
so,
Cheesy beat it. I need to play a little bit more, but
yeah, I put a little bit of time into. But I had family come over on Saturday night, and from 5:30, I think like 5:30 or maybe it was we hung out for a little bit, and then we started playing. We got through four worlds of 3D World. With four people playing.
Oh, and wow. Utter chaos.
That's a miracle in and of itself.
It's way easier to play that game than like Wii U, like Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe.
The side-scrolling one.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what you could do? Like if you are just sick of it, you just run faster than everybody else.
I did. Yeah, that happened.
Drag them along.
Well, and we were playing where we wouldn't miss any of the green stars either. So,
okay.
Like, that's we'd have to good. Go back. But it was super funny because in the second level, you can get infinite lives, right? Mm-hmm. And
jump
so,
on the shell.
Yeah. And so I did that, and they were like, whoa. They were like, you know.
That could have been a TikTok, well, you know?
I'm sure
that would go viral.
It already has. I've done it. I did it like before this game came out. I did it. But I re-recorded it because I'm like, I'll just redo it. That's my best TikToks are the ones I've already put out. So I got us like 250 lives, right? And they were like, oh, we should be good. No, we got done. We had 20 lives left. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
You got to go back to World 1-2.
Yeah, yep, I did. I went back and I got all three crowns.
It
so
takes
that's
like, it takes like a while to sit there and max them out. To
takes two full 300 seconds or whatever that it gives you. Yeah, so... But man, what a fantastic game. I mean, I've played through that game in the past, but it's
a different experience co-op as opposed to playing by yourself. I mean, I think, yeah, I played it by myself on the Wii U and 100%ed it.
I'll say, I think I 100%ed it on Wii U as well. Solo. It's a challenging game to get all the stickers and the stars and everything.
Champions Road? Oh, no joke. That is no joke.
I think I've done everything but Champions Road, honestly. I think we got to that point, and then I've never played that game solo. It's always been with somebody.
Because your daughter was super into it, right?
She was super into it, but she did it mostly solo until she got to Bowser. And then I came home from work one day and I opened the door and she's standing there with the controller in her hand and she's like, "Hey, we gotta beat this.
He's just driving a car in that game. He's just out for a joyride."
Not on the last level. Not on the last level, he's not. He's climbing a building.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's a big old boy. So so we played a lot of that. I've still been like, you know, Mario Kart, of course, Smash, and AC. I don't know what it. I'm like a little bit of Fire Emblem as well. Mario Maker, like it's just like, what is going on right now? Like Nintendo has its hooks in me. Like thinking back, like 6 months ago, where it was just like
we had to force ourselves to play Mario Golf so we could,
yeah,
get through it.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's a good thing. So, what about you guys? I know, Crawler, were you still doing Pokemon, or did you finally complete that?
I beat the Elite Four. I beat the game, quote unquote. But like, I finally ran into the battle tower. Like somebody that took me down, mainly because you don't get to. Like you can swap out your Pokemon, but it's more compact and you don't get to change your Pokemon based on what's coming out and all that kind of stuff. It's just it keeps the battle moving, and I just got one Pokemon put to sleep and the other two were susceptible to attack, and so I ended up losing in the battle tower, so my streak is over, so I have to restart that, I guess, because I think you have to get to a streak of 49 to get to the master difficulty or something like that. So you have to do it seven times in a row straight of not losing to do that. But I mean, there's still I need to look up, I guess, how to get to the other sections, because there's like the resort or something like that you can go to that I don't know what necessarily is there. But yeah, I played a little bit of Diamond. My son is begging me to play Pearl. I'm like, dude, it's the same game. It's the same game. Like, I'm gonna save that for when you get a Switch and you can go play it. I bought What the Golf last week. I think that was last week on Switch. It was on sale. I think I got it on sale. But I've been having a lot of fun with that and just kind of going through. There's it's kind of just an adventure mode where it's random stuff. I think it's on Apple Arcade and it's been on some other platforms, but sometimes you're hitting a golf ball, sometimes you're hitting a couch or a office chair or other things, and it comes up with unique. It's kind of a puzzle golf game, and it's kind of fun. And cool. It's like you clear the course the first time, however many shots. There's usually depending on like the completion like settings on it. You'll either get a par like challenge where you have a certain number of shots that you need to do the same. It's the same exact kind of setup. So you get a practice round kind of, and then you have the par, and then there's like a gold crown kind of challenge as well. So it all varies, and sometimes it's par, sometimes it's just a different kind of survival kind of challenge, and it's fun. And I've been going through, so there's more to play in that, but that's kind of just been a fun pick up and play randomly kind of game, which has been fun.
The other game we played before Mario, I remembered the whole reason I had my uncle over is because I had purchased every game from the Capcom arcade. You guys remember when that
we were going mm-hmm. through, you and I were talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So he ended up coming over, and these were the games he would take me to go play when I was a little kid. Right. And so we're playing Final Fight and a bunch of the 1942, 1943, those kind of games. And it was such a blast. Like, it was such a blast. Like, you know, you got to put quarters, like they make you, you know, you got to press the right stick to put quarters in and that kind of thing. And so, I don't know, it was a good time. But Johnny, how about you? What have you been playing?
I've been playing a bunch of things too. Like last week we talked about Mario Maker, and I'm like, man, I really want to play Mario Maker again. So I busted that back out. I'm still terrible at some of these levels. But it's fun. It's fun. I was playing this one level, and they put the Zelda power up in it, and it was like playing as a Zelda 2D Zelda level. It was really cool. I honestly forgot about that power up, and I forgot about the Super Mario Bros. 2 power up in there that allows you to like ride on bullet bills and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was really fun. Playing Smash, played some Pokemon. I was continuing my Nuzlocke tonight.
Killed lost, off some Pokemon.
Lost two Pokemon. R.I.P. Dwayne, the Geodude.
Dwayne the Rock Geodude?
Yeah. I was so upset. Dude, Abra's got my number in that game, apparently.
You can't run away from him, too.
Well, it was a trainer battle.
Ah.
And they had a move that I was not expecting, and it was a double battle, and they both targeted Dwayne, and took him down to 1 HP the first time, and the other one finished me off. It was a very sad.
He endured the hit for you, and then
he got the sturdy ability. So, Josh, a sturdy ability is, you know, you can't get one shot. And your HP goes down to 1 HP, and you don't get one shot. Okay.
Oh, so. Neat. Cool. I've already forgot what you said.
But yeah, I mean, the Nuzlocke has been super fun. Like, even losing Pokemon, and I got my second badge tonight. I'm just in a Pokemon. I'm hyper fixated on Pokemon right now. We'll talk about the trailer for Arceus. I ordered a bunch of. Oh, I can't wait to show you guys. Next week, I'll show you something really cool that I'll have in. And then
you got a plushie coming like I do, because I pre-ordered from the Pokemon Center.
No, it's not a plushie. It's something really cool. Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. At least maybe Cheesy, because Cheesy at least knows more than three Pokemon.
Josh likes his flower cows.
Hey, yeah. Flower cow and Kung Fu Panda. That's all I'm streaming on TikTok. Everybody's like, what's your favorite Pokemon? I'm like, Kung Fu Panda. And they're like, oh, they name it. And I'm like, no, I think it starts with a U for real. Like, it's from Sword. Yeah. They're like,
it's Urshifu. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It starts with a U. Yeah. But then I got back into the, I'm getting back into the cards too. I ordered a bunch of the 25th anniversary cards. I'm like way into Pokemon right now.
Expensive habits, Johnny.
Yes, very expensive habits. So. But then the last thing that I wanted to make a TikTok about, because people got so mad at me for.
Do you have that clip up? Do you have that audio clip somewhere still? I'll have to add that one to my list.
Oh, of yeah, I got it. I don't have it.
Yeah.
I can get it back.
Sorry, Johnny,
but the last thing I've been playing is. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Don't worry about
it. Just don't be like Logan Paul and spend $3.5 million on G.I. Joe cards instead of Pokemon cards.
Yeah, I hope I didn't get scammed on these cards. But last thing I did I'm actually playing it. Well, I have it loaded up right now. It's Doom Eternal on the Switch, and it doesn't play that bad. Like, it runs fine. It just looks like you're playing Clay Fighter. Like, it
I was
looks
gonna say,
super muddy.
Bad Mr. Frosty wins again.
I was saying, I have Doom 2016 on my Switch, but Josh beat it on Switch on 2016. Yep. But
I don't know. Did you play in handheld mode? Like, how? I'm worried to play in handheld mode.
I was getting up at 3:30 in the morning and streaming.
It was bright Doom. And early morning.
Like, I'd pour stream. A cup of coffee and slay demons in hell. It was the best thing ever.
I mean, it's still it's super fast. I'm pretty sure it's 60 FPS on the Switch, so it plays smooth. It just looks like you smeared.
If it's 60,
you, like, you
no
took
texture.
Your hand and just smeared all the textures. Like,
yeah.
But I wanted to make it TikTok because people always get mad at me when I buy the Switch versions of stuff. So I needed to do it. It was on sale. I'm like, $20. I might make that back on a TikTok. I don't know.
There you go. Love it.
I think I have all the other Dooms on my Switch except for Eternal.
It's on sale right now.
It's on sale. It's on sale.
$33.
I don't have room for that on my.
Well, that's for the only $23 is the standard. You don't
it's
need
free
to buy
on
the
Xbox.
Yeah, but that's not the Switch version.
True.
Yeah.
You can actually see textures on that one.
It looks good. It looks so good.
It does look good.
Cheesy, what have you been playing?
I just got done playing some Mario Party. I've been playing some Splatoon. Also getting excited for Splatoon 3. And then Wind Waker, because I've never played Wind Waker before. So I'm kind of cruising
Wii
through
U
that.
Or GameCube?
Wii U.
Nice.
Yeah. Which it's a really fun game. I can't tell if it's overrated or not yet. Like, I know it's a
It's not.
Okay. But I'm just, you know, I'm still making my way through it. But I feel like the sea, there's a lot of sea. And it's one of those games that's just nice, I guess, to just not do anything. Like, it's a good game to stream because you're just out there on the sea and you can like read the chat at the same time.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that has aged well.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
With how much people are just like wanting things to happen right then and there. You know what I mean?
That's what Breath of the Wild is too. Like, it's a wide open. Yeah. There's not a ton of things going on.
But didn't Wind Waker get like a big upgrade with the gamepad being able to have the map like right then and there?
Well, that and the way you traverse the sea and everything is much faster now.
Yeah, you get the quick sail? Do you get the quick sail?
No, I don't even know what that is. I saw that comment and I was like, oh, that's a thing. Okay, so I'll look.
That was like one of their quality of life improvements for the Wind Waker HD was the quick sail.
Okay.
I think you have to, I forget where it's at. I think you have to bid on it or something. It's like in the auction house, I think.
I'll have to join you playing that, Cheesy, because I have it as well, and I haven't beaten Wind Waker, so I need to like do that as well.
It's getting ported to the Switch this year.
I have it on Wii.
I have it on Wii U for to be ported.
I thought that you already sailed faster, so I was like, oh, this is neat. I don't have it. I don't have a quick sail. No, I might. I have no idea, but. They do need it to get on the Switch. I was talking about it with a coworker today. She was like, yo, are we getting Twilight Princess and Wind Waker this year? And I was like, probably not. She was like, next year? I said, no.
No, we've been asking for Prime Trilogy for how many years now? And they still haven't given it to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't give us what we want. They tell us what we want.
That's right. We do as we're told. We do as we're told. Okay. Where do we start? I think
Josh. You've been playing something on TikTok Live and something happened this week. What happened with that?
Oh, why do you got to talk about this? You know how many times I've told this story? Because like everybody comes in. Okay, for those of you
that emotional damage.
Yes,
he choked.
For those of you that remember on Mario Party, New Super Mario Bros. And Mario 64 DS, there's a mini game in the rec room called Wanted, and it's essentially Where's Waldo? You just when the wanted sign comes up, you just tap the one that, and they're all kind of there's.
And don't mess up because it takes that time away.
Yeah, you lose 10 seconds.
Sucks.
So
I hate Luigi.
I'm 18 hours in. Okay, this is 18 hours. It was 18 hours in. 9,000 like 9,000 stars. It maxes out at 9,999. At 9,172, I can't see this Mario. I'm just not seeing it. And usually chat helps me, but I had like 500 people in there and everybody was like top right, bottom right, top left, bottom left, middle. Like nobody. And I'm like, so finally I paused. I'm like, guys, for real, where's it at? And they're like, it's left mid. I'm like, okay, unpause, see it, left mid, repause. I'm like, okay, I got this. I have 7 seconds. You get 5 seconds when you get it right.
You clicked on the wrong face.
I hit pause and I tapped and it gave me a missed input. I mean, I don't,
I don't know. We need footage on this. We need footage.
Well, I don't think you can
go to the tapes.
I don't think you can even see because the stylus doesn't show an indicator where it. We'll check. We'll check.
I hear
the footage.
Excuses. That's all I hear.
But I literally watched 18 hours go right down the drain. Like the chat was all hyped up. There was like 500 people. We were like, we are like, they're racing me trying to get to a 100,000 likes before I get to the 9,999. So like, it was a race. And then I just sucked the life out of everything. And they all thought I did it on purpose, that I was screwing around and then missed like,
been going on for like a month, right?
Yeah, this has been a month. I mean, it's no joke. It's like
time to start again.
Oh, I'm already like 1,200. Let's see, it's right here in front of me. This DS has been on for like a month straight.
You can just close it, right?
You have to pause and then leave it plugged in and turned on. There's no.
Oh my god! Is it going back to like the NES days?
Yeah,
you're gonna fry that lithium battery in the.
It's staying nice and cool. It's the DSi.
Get it on the Wii. Oh, your gamepad doesn't work. But as I say, get it on the Wii U.
Thanks for reminding me. More salt in the wound. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. I had somebody reach out. They're like, yo, I got an extra gamepad. I was like, sweet. And then they're like, yo, I went to the storage unit and it was not there. I was like, dang. Dang. So, but I don't know. Do we start with Kirby?
Kirby was first, right?
We can do Kirby. Hold on, give me a second.
Well, there was the Mario Kart leak,
the Mario Kart leak.
So I don't think we're going to spend a ton of time here.
I already figured out the twist. I made a video about this.
Yeah, go. What is it?
It's going to be called Mario Kart Drift, and you can only use the left Joy-Con.
Wow. Wow. Yo, I think the Nintendo dads just raided us. Because we're doing restream, I don't have the raid notifications up.
I feel like that was perfect for a dad joke. So
yeah, it was. That's why I wanted to make sure to shout out the Nintendads. Go listen to their podcast if you've never heard of it. Nintendads, here they are. Nintendads raided us. So welcome on in, Nintendads. Glad you're here. And we're so glad there's people in chat that are like, where am I? You're now listening to the Nintendo Powercast. So welcome everybody. So, you think it's going to be just the left Joy-Con? Okay.
Called Mario Kart Drift.
Yeah. Just the left Joy-Con. Wow.
Do we get more Nintendo characters in it?
I mean, I think everybody's assuming it's going to be a Nintendo cart.
Yeah, I think it will be Nintendo cart, but probably still keep a lot of the same Mario characters, because you're going to get rid of a lot of favorites if you start cutting the Mario characters.
They already got rid of Funky Kong.
Yeah. Everyone's favorite, Funky Kong.
Yeah, my favorite, Baby Daisy.
I'd be all right if
they get rid of Baby Daisy.
I'd be all right if we got the Smash treatment and Waluigi wasn't there, because I'm so Waluigi on the entire wheels all over the place. So sick of it.
I'm down. So yeah, I think Ultimate Kart would be the best. Every track, every character, plus new stuff. Do we think that this is where Nintendo says we are going to do the ultimate flex and let you guys know that you're going to pay $60 for a game that has a battle pass?
No.
Do you think it has a battle? What would be in a battle pass?
Everything that's in Mario Kart Tour. All the different skins.
Yes.
Outfits. Different.
I'm going to say no on that. I don't think that's going to happen because of Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. None of that stuff came into New Horizons, and it would have been
great
if you could interact with more items. And did you say yet? That game is done. Horizons is done.
That's when the NFTs are coming in. You know, if you have it in Pocket Camp, you're going to have it in New Horizons.
No, I mean, I would love to see the stuff that they do in tour, because I get extremely jealous, you know, when you see these mobile games that have way more that aren't in the console games. And I want to be optimistic and say that all of that's coming over, but I don't think it is. I think we probably are getting a Nintendo cart. We'll see more Nintendo characters. I don't know if they'll do a battle pass though. Not sure.
Maybe with these, like Splatoon 3 is probably, it's an ample opportunity for a battle pass.
And that's what I was going to say. I wasn't going to try to steer it in that direction, but
That would be a game where you have $60 and you have a battle pass. I would say that's more likely than Mario Kart.
Crawler, kill your screen share for a little bit. It's killing your camera right now.
Yeah, it's
jittery. I think that a Splatoon 3 is a prime opportunity to do seasons, because 2017, when Splatoon 2 came out, was still pretty new for the seasons. And so
that was before Fortnite, right? So they didn't really, there weren't really battle passes
right
back then.
But I think, it's Nintendo. So, you know, they probably don't know what battle passes are, but it would be nice to see it in Splatoon 3. But we're not talking about Splatoon 3. We're talking about Mario Kart. And I don't know. It would be cool.
The thing, I've actually, it's been probably 2 or 3 years that I was talking about this, that I would love to see weather introduced to each track. And possible, like, similar to like Animal Crossing, but actually like the Animal Crossing track, but have it affect to where, like, if you know we're going to be playing Wario, Wario Stadium, but it's raining, then we have to use the bigger tires versus like the slicks or the tiny wheels, because you're not going to go as fast. I want there to be a reason, just like we just talked about this.
That's counterintuitive, though, to what you and I have always said, that don't have hidden stats on all the stuff. And that way you don't have to race the weird crap.
If they don't take it out,
okay,
then yes. Right. If they take that out and it goes back to, I mean, Tour does it kind of cool, where it's like the entire cart has its own different stat versus, like, because literally, we could just be playing Nintendo, like we could be playing Mario Kart 64 without any customization on the Switch right now, because I'm not saying the actual game, but everybody is Waluigi, the Wiggler, and the Tiny Wheels, right? Like, that's it. It's like, there's no, if there's going to be a meta, just make it the standard.
How much would that slow? I worry about dynamic effects and needing to change stuff. Like, how, first off, that would have to be telegraphed longer and give you, you only have like a 10 second window or whatever to change your stuff in between races.
It would have to be like, you know, the course, and then the randomization of the weather effect. And then from there, you have like a 15 second window of, but you would have essentially Mario Kart loadouts that you're like, yo, this is
rain,
this
snow, is my rain, mud,
snow, mud. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
what if, so somebody had mentioned this to me, what if it was like an open world Forza Horizon type deal?
Well, Diddy Kong did that back in the day, man.
Yeah, where you drive around and like different areas of the map have different weather conditions and different, like, Forza Horizon has different seasons and everything like that. So I think it could work. And then you just drive up to whatever your story race is. You could have speed challenges, drift challenges, like bring back challenge or missions from, you know, Mario Kart DS and put them on the world, you know?
And I'm fine with all that stuff, but my biggest concern is multiplayer. Like, that's my big thing. I mean, I have my Mario Kart is my most played game on the Switch. That's where I have the most, I can still play it twice a week on stream and still have a good time with it. Right? Like, 8 is so well done that, like, I honestly, when I hear that it has a twist, it makes me a little bit nervous, honestly, because like I didn't love Double Dash when it came out. I still don't like.
I mean, I think the twist could be anti-gravity. Like Mario Kart 8 has the anti-gravity. That is
sure.
its twist. So
yeah,
it could be something like that. Not, it doesn't have to necessarily be this massive gameplay.
Could be planes. Changing. It could be Diddy Kong Racing meets Mario Kart. And we get the planes. We already have kind of hovercrafts with anti-grav.
Yeah.
And there's what King
Raymond says. The twist is it's the new F-Zero game. That's the twist.
Yeah.
The first thing that comes to mind for me is when they say it's a twist. There was a plans for Mario Kart 8 to have a drill in the front of your cart so then you could go underground. And I'm not really sure how all of that would work. And who knows if maybe they're trying to bring that idea back or if the twist has anything to do with that, but that would be something different that we haven't seen yet.
Well, they've done the gliders, they've done underwater. I don't know where else they can go. The anti-grav was the
in your house.
Yeah, in your house, you know. Maybe that's the twist. You actually have to use those carts from Mario Kart Live.
Please no. please no. Twisted Metal. Yeah. Twisted Metal.
It's the Demolition Derby. You know,
it's a battle royale, right? Like 99 players, and you just every.
Like, so that Chocobo GP, right? That's coming out in March.
We're trying not to know about it.
It has a 64 player like elimination tournament.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that would be pretty cool. I want decent tournaments. That's what I want.
Decent tournaments. I mean, although I love what they do right now is letting, you know, so many of us play four races and then mixing it up. Like, I like that a lot. Yeah, I don't have to add everybody to my friends list that way, which saves so much time, especially on stream. But I want to see the ultimate treatment, right? And then I want to see DLC, or not necessarily DLC. I want to see the addition of, like, I want to race in Dreamland with Kirby. Mm-hmm. And I want to race in, like, with Samus on some of those crazy worlds. You know what I mean? Like, there's a ton that could happen.
It's so it's cross promoting. Do you know, like, so Mario Kart 8 Deluxe sold what 40 million copies?
It's probably over like 42 million.
I think they were going to cross 42. This
Mario Kart 9 could possibly sell as much or more of that.
Oh yeah.
And you have the ability to cross promote all your other IP. Like,
yeah.
That's all Smash Bros. Is. It's a big marketing push.
Yeah, it's a love letter to video games, pretty much.
And on my stream today, somebody was like, yo, I can't believe I don't have this yet. Went to Target, came back,
Mario Kart,
and then started racing with me. Like,
That's a rough learning curve to jump in there again.
That's what I said. I'm like, you are getting thrown to the wolves right now. But that's literally like
you're contributing to the problem again, Josh. You're contributing to the problem.
I know.
Nintendo should give you a commission for how many copies of Mario Kart 8
you purchased yourself and
purchased and sold. You know?
I try to push people to the Amazon link at least. Just go to the. I should just make n64josh.com/Mario Kart takes you right to Amazon. So you just purchase it right now. So, it's just got me high. Like, I feel like I've been laying a foundation with Mario Kart content, especially on TikTok and everything. It's like kind of what's really grown my channel. And so I am very much excited for this game. I hope it's more than just an announcement. They are already talking about the 30th anniversary of Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
Kirby. Like, that's the game you sell when you're trying to kill your console, not
Oh my god. Oh no, we can't talk about that. Kirby And the Forgotten Land is not the end of the Switch. You can't bring that to be.
No, but it is the second game already coming to the Switch. So I think we could see a Mario Kart on the Switch. All right. I think it can happen. I think we can see more than one. So be the first time. First time for everything. I'm just excited. I'm stoked. This year could be huge for Nintendo, and I really hope it is. So
it already is. Like,
agreed.
I think the trailers that they showed this week.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a good year.
There's no Direct coming anytime soon. Just FYI, Pokemon or Nintendo after what we got this week. Like, that was your Direct, folks. So
trailers.
Yeah,
and 13 minutes of gameplay for our
kids. I mean, that was like a mini Direct, like the Pokemon thing at least.
Yeah. Yeah. So here we go with Kirby. I mean, this game, I cannot believe how excited I am for a Kirby game, honestly. Like, mm-hmm. this, it really, like, I know it's 30 years. And for me, the first time I played Kirby was on Game Boy, and it was sitting on the school bus with somebody that had the Game Boy. I didn't have my own. And like, this gets me so hyped. Like, I remember kind of there was some magic with Kirby on the Game Boy. Yep. And this
in Dreamland or whatever. That's the first one I played as well.
Yeah, and this recaptures a lot of that magic. At least it did for me just watching this trailer. So
I love how you know, Kirby is running up to all these. Oh, there's the NFTs right there. I love how Kirby is running up to all these captured Waddle Dees, and he's like, "Hi."
That's the
and then I saw earlier this with the blunderbuss thing right there, like that got the ESRB's attention, because they're like, I saw a news article earlier this week that was like, Kirby's gonna have guns in it.
Yep. Yeah, and even I mean, there's like, there he is looking like Link, you know, like they nailed it with this trailer. There's so much that they did right with it. Cheesy, I know you were pretty stoked, right?
Yeah, I mean, the game looks great. I'm not the biggest Kirby fan. There's definitely games that I want to play, like Robo Planet Bot is like the next one I want to play before this game comes out. But it just looks beautiful, and there really does seem to be some puzzle elements to it, so that's nice. I don't think that it's going to be anything like super difficult or really difficult, but it will be a nice, just charming, colorful escape.
Agreed. Yeah, I don't think it'll be just a hold right on your thumbstick to beat the game like it was in...
So you can't fly over everything on this one.
Yeah. What was the first one on Switch?
Star Allies.
That was... I mean, the end game of that was kind of fun with the boss fights, but yeah, the game itself was not challenging at all. And this seems to have a little bit more direct engagement in the world around you with puzzles and how you attack enemies. It's not just straight absorb powers and
hey,
I mean, Kirby is omnipotent, so like he can do whatever he wants, I guess. He's the chosen one.
Odyssey, you know, wasn't a difficult game either, until you got to post game and the dark side and darker side. Mm-hmm. I wonder if Kirby, this game, might have a similar difficulty spike if you want to try to do that.
Yeah, I mean, because Odyssey had different challenges even in some of the world, like. You didn't need all the moons to advance to the next spot, and there were some moons on each of the areas that took some actual skill, and you had to perfect your speed run on like some of those collection stuff, but like or like the bullet bill, capturing the bullet bill and go all the way out to get the moon in the cage or something like that. There were some challenges there, but yeah, to just mainline the game, it's not a super difficult game. And I would welcome that kind of scalability in this game if it has that.
They seem to understand the formula of making stuff that is, you know, easy enough for kids, but still fun for us big kids that are still playing, you know. And I don't think this will be any. Hopefully, there's like some cool hidden treasures.
Yeah, because Star Allies, I think it was Star Allies, had like a full on Game Boy mode at the end.
Yeah,
where I felt like I was playing Lost in Dream or in Dreamland or whatever, and it was like the nostalgia wave just hit me strong on that when it got the green and gray tint, and just it was Game Boy. It was great.
That's cool. Yeah, it's good stuff. Nintendo's coming out swinging, right? Like I don't know that this game showed super well when they first teased it. It was like, it looked like a really empty, like it was all empty spaces.
It was very empty. Right? Yeah. Like, this one looked a lot more alive.
Much more alive, and graphically looks very, very good. I mean,
it seems like maybe the world is going to be vague, like that empty space, and you slowly start filling it back in with Waddle Dees and other people. That's probably the kind of path you're going to take. It's maybe that mall in that dystopian area is like your hub, and you're going to slowly fill it back up or something like that.
Yeah. The Forgotten Land, like maybe as they start remembering it or whatever, it starts coming back to life. So, which, I mean, that's cool. It's cool. I can't wait. Like, and right before the end of the fiscal year too. Like, I have a feeling it's going to sell very well.
Johnny's not going to get to play it for a while. He's going to be busy.
I usually make time. All right. I can't just like work 24/7. We played a lot of Monster Hunter during busy season.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's another one to look forward to this summer.
And Kirby is like a perfect, and even we'll talk about Arceus, but Kirby is a perfect game for me during that time, that stressful time, because like, my brain is so fried by the end of the day that I just don't want to do anything that makes me think, but I still want to, you know, relax and play a game. And a game like that, and Elden Ring's coming out too, they're perfect for that relaxation.
What do you when you sit and relax? Is it like on a bed of nails? What?
I actually, you know, Dark Souls, I mean, that's on the Switch, so we can talk about it. Dark Souls and Soulsborne games they're like weird comfort food for me. Like, I don't find them to be, like, they're hard and challenging, but I don't find them to be frustrating, so.
Aren't they basically like a nice Kaizo? You just learn the patterns, right?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is.
All right, let's get ready to watch everybody put their face in their rice bowl as we talk about Pokemon. So, here we go. Getting ready. 13 minutes, you guys. 13 minutes of gameplay, and
this wasn't the same as the Japanese trailer, right? Like, this was different.
No, yeah, it was different.
I mean, it could have been. I don't speak Japanese, so I don't know what they were saying, but it's different footage.
I just love the premise. I love the fact that we are potentially sneaking up. Like, the game is going to start with the gotta catch them all. Part of the reason I ran through Pearl so fast is I was ready to get to that point of catch them all, and then I jumped into another game. But that's what I'm the most excited for with this game is, like, just watching it's mixing the formula up, which I think for me, even though I'm not the biggest fan, that is going to be a huge draw, a huge draw. And I love that we don't just start the game able to hunt. We have to go and find materials. And like, it even says we have to build the Pokeballs and stuff, right? Or create the Pokeballs.
Yeah, you have to craft. Yeah.
Yeah. And so this, again, like, this is a massive week for Nintendo. This is a massive week. Two just absolute bombs that they've dropped on us, and I can't wait to play. Like, it's surprising for me to hear those words come out of my mouth, but like, I'm all in on Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all in.
Yeah. So here's the crafting right here. So you craft Pokeballs, potions,
and then they're getting into the wild Pokemon section here, which I just think is like some of them you have to fight them because they're like enraged or whatever. I can't remember. Alphas. They're the alphas.
Well, there's alphas, but then they also talked about just the regular Pokemon. If you spook them or you mess up your like first throw, they'll become agitated or something like that. And they'll swat away every ball. So you have to bring out a partner Pokemon and battle them to weaken them.
That and throwing the berries where they'll just sit and chow down for a little bit so you can walk behind them and then throw the ball then. Like that's a really cool mechanic. This seems like it's just going to be so fun getting to explore the way they've set it up to where we can explore, ride on those different Pokemon to check out different areas, whether it be water or in the air, that kind of stuff. Like
so they're showing the battle system here a little bit, how there's agile style and strong style.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And on the right hand side of the screen, it shows the order of attacks or order of how the battle is going to go. And it just reminds me of Shin Megami Tensei. That's how that battle system works, depending on the moves that you choose. So I think they're trying to evolve the battle system a little bit here.
Yeah, and not have it rely on the IV system as much.
Now, something I was confused about is, are typings still important?
I think they are, because you could hear this. Well, at the end when they show the noble Pokemon, you could hear the super effective like attack sound.
Okay.
So I think typing still play a part.
Do you guys think that there's a chance that this is almost like a rebooting of Pokemon? Meaning like going forward with the next mainline game, if they start incorporating more of this stuff, and since we're back at like the beginning, do you the other games don't really follow a timeline, correct? They're kind of just like,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I mean, there's a lot of lore in Pokemon, so like it kind of does follow a timeline, but they're also in different regions, and those regions have their own like stories that are going on there. I do think that as I was watching this, Pokemon fans, you know, they like to get upset anyway, but I think we could see Pokemon fans get upset that this is kind of like a Breath of the Wild, but it's also not your traditional kind of Pokemon. So you were asking, like, is this the direction that they're going to be headed in their next games? I think kind of, but people are going to miss that traditional style of Pokemon. I mean, that's what they have gotten used to for so many years. Any kind of change is always hard to accept, but I don't think that Pokemon can just decide to go away from what they have done for so many years.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be multiple Pokemon type games moving forward. You're going to have, you know, your traditional Sword and Shield. Like Gen 9 is probably going to be more like Sword and Shield than it is this game. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have maybe after, if you know, Legends Arceus sells well, maybe you'll get a you know, a Johto version or a Kanto version.
Mm, okay.
Where you're back in the past and how that region started. And then you'll have, maybe we'll have another, we'll have a third game type of like, let's go. I think there's going to be a whole slew of game types that Pokemon's going to offer.
Yeah. And I mean, and they've experimented now with Gen 1 in the Let's Go style remake. And then Gen 4 is it Gen 4 that was Diamond and Pearl?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Gen 4.
It's, I mean, which they stuck to more of just a, just an upgrade in the graphics, but still exact, almost shot for shot with, well, I mean, I guess they added the underground was new, right?
Yeah.
But for the most part, kind of just same camera angle and gameplay style that was on the Game Boy when they put it out. But like this new game is supposed to be mainline, right? Isn't it what they're calling it, mainline? It's not like
I think they said it's a mainline game. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like the fact that one of the problems I have with Pokemon as quote unquote a JRPG is like you get a task and it's just one random person that tells you to go find something. And you have all those other people throughout the game that are like, oh, if you have a Machop, I'll trade you for my Abra or something like that. But that doesn't get recorded in anything for you to remember and go back to or marked on a map or anything. But like here, there's quests and quests that like villagers will ask you to do. Like you're showing a Pokemon's ears or something to this guy, yeah. And like it feels more like an actual RPG's like quest system where you have a laundry list of stuff that you can pick your poison, what you want to go accomplish while you're out in the world, and then do it, and then come back to the hub and knock out a bunch of XP by completing these quests, which is super rewarding if you stack that up and you come back and you can level up, because we don't know if your character is going to level up or if it's going to attribute to your Pokemon skill. Like we don't know what that means, but I like that it has more traditional RPG elements to it than being just the very vanilla kind of JRPG that it has been in the past.
It has stepped up a lot, it seems like this. Mm-hmm. It feels like and even in the like what they're talking about now in the trailer here, like the strong style and the agile or whatever, like that kind of stuff totally can, even watching this, I'm like, I have no idea what they're saying right now. Like, I have no clue what any of this stuff means. I'll have to play it to really grasp it. But
we didn't understand Xenoblade Chronicles 2 battle style either when we first saw it.
No, we totally, yeah, most definitely did not. But it wasn't a hindrance. Once it was understood, it just made the game that much better. You know, because you have to decide what's going to be the best plan of attack against each enemy. So, and I just can we talk about the world? Like, remember, like a week ago, we watched stuff and we were like, this, like there was people tweeting, it looked like a bad PS2 game. Like already, this looks much better.
Mm-hmm. And it's more of the watercolor-esque, like, aesthetic a little bit, like you see it on the overworld map when they brought it up, and it just kind of has that hue to it. Not so much like Okami, but like it's got a little bit of that flavor to it, I'd say.
But the world doesn't, like, it's just like we talked about with Kirby, it doesn't look as dead, it doesn't look mm-hmm. as, you know, it was almost like we were seeing early renders or something without certain elements of grass and trees that they hadn't put in yet, you know. And now that we're seeing it, but the other thing too is now that we're seeing the Pokemon fight, we're seeing more Pokemon, everything like that. Like, I'm not even focused that much on it, right? My eyes are more drawn to the shiny stuff. So, we just lost Johnny mid call. I don't even know where he went. I'm not sure. He's not here anymore though. So,
I had tweeted out earlier that it kind of reminds me of Pokemon Snap or new Pokemon Snap. And that might sound weird, but I think that there are some elements to take from it, like how the Pokemon are interacting, how you do have quests. That was something that was new. They would give you like quest to figure out how to get the special shot of this Pokemon. And the other thing is like jumping to areas. You have to go to areas and then you have to come back. So it's not like Breath of the Wild where you are just traversing everywhere. You do have to pick a certain location to go find these Pokemon. And then when you're done, you go back to the hub. And I think that's something that maybe Pokemon is trying to incorporate, or at least in their spinoff games. It just is nice to see these worlds more fleshed out, I think.
And I'm just saying, I'm also excited for what we haven't seen yet. Like what else this game has to offer, right? Like it seems like there's going to be some depth here. And I have a feeling there's going to kind of be a cool, the thing with Pokemon games that I've never quite like that. I always have a little bit of a disconnect from is that I'm just like, this is the same thing every time. Like do this, level up, fight the Fantastic Four. And then
usually you overlevel them as well. So it becomes not as much of a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas this, like these look like boss fights and stuff. Like
mm-hmm. you're in an arena. You can see that you're in an arena. Like yeah. You can't escape it.
Yeah. This, it just looks more entertaining a little bit. You know, I mean, I don't want this to come across like negative or anything. Like it's just, but you just kind of know what you're going to get. Right. Whereas this is some variety. This is mixing up this is definitely mixing up the formula, which I think is good.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible that they haven't shown everything, but maybe this is also it. And I get a little concerned that we're going to hear the outcry of like, well, you've shown us everything, but like, to me, I don't really care because this is completely different than any other Pokemon game that we have played. But after this 13-minute trailer, I was also kind of thinking like, oh, maybe that is all we're doing is just going around catching Pokemon. And that's like, that's the game. And they mm-hmm. have been telling us the whole time. But I don't know. Maybe they do have some stuff that they're just holding back on.
And don't get me wrong, I don't know that there's going to be any massive surprises, but what I'm looking forward to is more of the noble Pokemon that we just saw there, right? Like they've only shown us one. We have an idea.
Yeah, that it's level 18. I guarantee that's like the first one you find. Like the Psyduck is level 15 that you're fighting with, and the noble Pokemon is level 15. That's got to be the first iteration of that. And there's got to be at least 5 or 6 regions, I would think, that you're kind of going around to, and there's probably a noble Pokemon at each of them. And then who knows what you're going to see with like the very end, like what kind of I had kind of assumed that the red eyes was something that was taking over, but it apparently is just the alphas of the area that you have to battle to kind of tame them down, and then you can catch them, and then they're powerful allies for you. But the early trailers, I had thought that the red eyes was something that was going on in the region that you were trying to investigate. Maybe it still is, you never know, but it's a different spin on what we're seeing with the Pokemon that you interact with.
Oh my
god. And that it's not just catching them, there is battles, more so than I thought there was going to be in this game.
I just thought about how there's going to be areas where there's like caves or like kind of ghost towns. Because we have seen like the snow area and the volcano, but to get into like the psychic and ghost types, they're holding back. They're holding back, and it's gonna be
good experience. I was thinking like the ghost type is what I was wondering about. Like that's one of the things that, because those are always kind of a unique experience of like who I remember going back and doing like Let's Go Eevee, and I was like the whole like
Death Tower thing. Yeah.
Yeah, with the little dino with the skull on his head, you know, like like what's his name? Skullosaurus or something.
Yeah, and you nailed it.
Yeah, perfect.
Exactly.
And so, first time. I know it's Cubone only because I caught a shiny one in that game. It was like my first shiny ever. I was like, I think that little Scolosaurus is sick. He's green. Like, and they're like, chat was like, it's a shiny. Like, they were so excited. And I was like, what's a shiny? I had no idea. So, but that's the other thing too. Like, what about, like, do we get to discover shinies? Is that going to be like a,
who knows?
I mean, like, what I'm saying is like,
there's trading in this game too. I didn't know if there was going to be trade. There is trading in this game. So, I mean,
but like, what if it's tied to the story of like, there's rumor of this and you got to go explore it. And all of a sudden it's the green Cubone or whatever, you know, like.
That would be, you're talking about a guaranteed interaction with a shiny.
Just one to introduce it, right? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe somebody spots it somewhere and it's, you know, I don't know. Maybe there's rumblings. They just kind of lean towards it. Maybe not. I have no idea. I'm just trying to come up with something to get to the guy in chat to say, come on, Josh, when he's walking to work. But no, I mean, honestly, watching the trailer, the way I want to play this game is just like slow and steady. Like, check out the world, capture as many as I can. Like, it just lends itself towards like where I felt like with Pearl, I kind of rushed. With this one, I'm like, no, I want a kind of Breath of the Wild, this thing where like I'm intrigued by it. Like the trailer did such a good job for me of just getting me intrigued and getting me wanting to jump into the world. And that's,
which is what I think they definitely are trying to do, because this is an unknown entity. Like, and we haven't seen, like, this is the most footage we've seen in the last week and a half with the Japanese release of stuff. And then what we got here with 13 minutes. But I think they're doing a decent job showing people what's out there and that it's going to be a lot more than just the old formula. And I'm excited about as long as they're not super fetch, I think they're all going to be fetch quests. It's like, go catch this Pokemon. But like, I'm excited to have that list of a checklist to go do and not have to remember what to go find. And to treat it more like an RPG, and it's like we didn't even talk about how quickly, like, he was on the mounted Pokemon and then switched to the flying. Like, it was seamless. True. Like, this is gonna be, once I think you're out in the open and you have more I don't know if they're gonna have the whole Monster Hunter style where you load into your arena and that you're set in that, or if it's going to be Breath of the Wild where once you're out there and you can go from area to area, and that traversal stuff, I think, would lend itself to that. And with the lower fidelity, I guess, of what people are kind of criticizing, maybe that lends it to be able to go from one biome to the other without loading times and without having been stuck in said area for the whole time. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be an experience, and one of my favorite parts of the game that we've heard the most, I think, is the music and those strings and just being out there. And it's kind of relaxing, but at the same time is a little stressful because you don't want to spook the Pokemon, but there's just something that's so like calming about it and really is going to put you into that world.
I wonder too, like, if you think back to Xenoblade Chronicles, where it was like you'd be out in the wild, but there was like a level 80 monster and you're like level 3 and you're like, yeah, I got to avoid that thing. And if it caught wind of you, you were done. Like, it would just wipe you out. And I wonder if there's going to be stuff like this in the game where it's like, yo, there's a level 95 Kung Fu Panda. Like, I don't want to get too close, right? Because he'll just finish me off so quick. And so, and maybe not necessarily that exactly, but I do kind of hope there's those elements of the world where they're like, you don't want to go here yet. It's too dangerous. You got to level up first. Right. So where it's like bringing me back to a cave that might have some high level stuff in it that I can't, I can't deal with right now, or whatever the case may be. Like that. I mean, they do it in Pearl, right? They did it in Pearl. There's certain areas there. I don't even know why I can't get into certain areas right now. I'm like, why won't you just let me in here? She's like, mm-mm. I'm like, why won't you let me go further this way? They're like, mm-mm. Like, okay, what do I got to show you? Like,
you gotta go just, find those hidden machines, right?
I don't know. Something like I'm just gonna get my what is that guy called? Like flat earth turtle, just have him stomp on them. Like Johnny, you're back. Any closing words on Arceus? Yeah,
they're like, you know too much about Pokemon. My internet company's like, you know too much about Pokemon. We got to make Josh struggle a little bit. Also, I did pop in when you were talking about just having like a random shiny in the wild. They've done that in the past.
Really?
Like they had the red Gyarados in I think it was probably Gen 2, right? In the lake. They had the shiny Gyarados, and that was everybody got the shiny Gyarados, so they could do it.
I see. See? All right, told so you
Josh,
guys.
Fine. Josh isn't totally off his rocker.
Ha ha! Fine.
And they do a lot of events in Sword and Shield where they have higher
that's true.
Chances of getting a shiny. Like, I think it's like one, and they do like 25% chance sometimes. So I wonder if this is going to be like a live service game, or if it's just going to be like they release it and they don't do any, you know, special events or updates or anything.
Well, and Lake really, of Rage. Yeah. Really the point I was trying to make is to like introduce, like, because this is the beginning of the documentation of Pokemon, right? And so I'm just wondering if one of the missions will be to document a shiny, as in like that's the origin of.
They do meant like in Diamond and Pearl, one of the characters, just a random NPC, talks about shiny Pokemon. So maybe you're right. Maybe maybe you have to document a shiny, which would be interesting.
What would be interesting is if it was somewhat randomized, so everybody's was a little different, you know? Hmm. So we're at an hour and 10 minutes. I knew it was going to be a long one. I knew it. So I would say we're all pretty pumped, right? Like,
I got my pre-orders in. I'm ready for it.
Mine too, on the eShop.
Boo.
I think there's pins at GameStop, so I think I'll probably
go. I will there. Be able to play it at midnight. You guys have to wait until the next day. Yeah.
And maybe Pokemon Center will send me mine early. Maybe I'll get it before you, Johnny.
Oh, I hate when that happens. I do not like when that happens. When people get it a day before me.
Oh, I love it. All right. Well, hey, once again, guys, jump into the Discord. We are still doing a game club. I've been chatting with people in the Discord. We are going to start doing some like time trials in Mario Kart 64. We're also going to be setting up a golf tournament that you basically just screenshot and share in the Discord.
Soon we'll have a proper golf game for. When that comes to Switch Online.
Yeah, one day, one day. So
that was on the list, right? Wasn't that one on the list?
Mario Golf 64?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it still doesn't have the tournaments like we need what
Where
they
the
had
heck
on
is
the DS.
Banjo? We're halfway through January. Where's Banjo?
Did they give a date?
Yeah, 10th.
They just said January.
Yeah, they just said January.
It wasn't the 10th?
We're past the 10th.
No, I know. I thought it was the 10th,
I'll open the app right now. Hold on.
Since Johnny was tweeting on the 10th, where's Banjo? So,
well, but, they didn't say anything about it. I need answers.
I got you. Understood. Understood.
And they see my tweets because I'm super famous.
That's true.
Nothing new yet.
very, very true. Okay. All right. Well, guys, thanks again for listening. We really appreciate you. Again, jump into the Discord, n64josh.com/Discord. And if you made it this far, we love you. And we'll see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.